You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for motherfucking Friday. I don't think we heard Maria today.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, man.
Let's hear
I only have the bleeped version. I don't have the actual version right now.
Why? Why don't? What do you mean you don't have it?
Because I put it in like a Zother folder, you know, because I don't want to accidentally pull
and
that.
And then what happened?
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
Right? Like,
I guess.
I have to have a Zother folder.
Well,
for
where's
that.
The fucking Zother folder?
Give me a second. I'm trying to find it. Like, I make it, you know how like Vinny puts
a
bottle
know.
Of change in front of the door, in front yeah. of another door, into the bathroom. Room or closet or whatever it is.
Better that's, safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's how I have Maria Athens. She's behind like five.
Yeah,
folders.
I never wanted Sandy to walk in with Whitney with me in my hand. You know, that's just not a thing I'm interested in her seeing.
Here we go.
Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
There you go.
It was all worth right. the wait. Bye.
And
okay, so here's the thing.
All right.
Apparently, we're going to fix Bryn today. So Bryn, go listen, ahead. Give us your bad advice.
Oh, wait. So we've started.
Didn't we start? We did start?
Yeah,
yes.
We started.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yes.
So we did a story today about mental health and needing a day off. And I was just saying that I
yeah,
could use
a day
off.
A mental
that's all.
Health day,
a
right.
mental health day. That was all I was saying. I don't have to like get into detail about... You know.
No, you said stuff. Right. You said that on the air, and then you said, "I'll tell you about it on the Secret Show."
Oh, I did. Did I?
And then you also just
yes,
mentioned
you
that
did.
You and the wife don't even watch a movie together. So let me ask
no,
you this:
we never watch movies.
And I
anymore.
And I don't. I realize these things can be touchy. Like I have my own issues with my own marriage that gets mm-hmm. to be kind of a bummer when we're on air, and I'm like. Yikes. I don't know.
Yeah.
If, how...
Do I tell the truth or do I soften this
do
blow
I embellish
a little bit?
This
right.
a little bit? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I definitely, I'm used to telling the truth, but I find myself going, oh man, it's just a can of worms if I actually bring this up. So I'm curious, but feel free. I don't want to get you in trouble or,
no.
you know, have you being.
We're fine, so I don't mind talking about that.
Oh, okay. So you guys do occasionally
fine,
what? Go on a date? You have a date night once in a while. When do you hang?
What do we do? Yesterday, on the way to Fremont, right? I was like, hey, let's make this a date. That's how bad it's gotten. She's like, what do you mean? We're picking up sparring gear. I'm like, well, we can go have like lunch somewhere. She goes, we ain't got time for that.
Oh.
So we don't go on dates.
Do you
we don't
think
do
it's
anything.
More pressure for her to run your new taekwondo business than it was to just go into?
Fuck no.
Oh,
not even not
so
even close.
Her life has improved and is easier.
Substantially.
And she's seeing her kids a lot more.
That's the most important part of it, yeah. She was gone for 12 hours a day, you know. 11 most times.
So you
sometimes
were
12.
You were really a single dad.
I was
because
a single
honestly,
dad.
By the time mm-hmm. she got home, you were like, I have to go to bed.
I would it was a handoff and a runaway. That was what it was every single time.
Well, that's not fun for either party.
Neither of us. And I was exhausted. I was just over you know, I was just over babysitting. I mean, they're my kids, but I'm just tired. Parenting, I'm like, man, I gotta.
Well, yeah, it's exhausting. Oh, no. I mean, think about being a full time. You know, and that's all you do.
Yeah,
that is a lot. That is a whole lot, and I think everyone goes into marriage and even having kids with a different idea of what their participation will be. And I certainly,
adorable, isn't it?
Well, I'm just, that's honestly, I honestly was like, I'll do this with you, but I have hopes and dreams of my own that I'd like to, you know, get into. And then they're here. And that just, there is a real cold splash of water.
And you never know what you're going to get, you know, like Cameron was super easy, super easy. I mean, I went everywhere with her, and Kaya, she's coming around now.
Kaya's a nightmare.
I don't want to say anything right now because I don't want to jinx it, but she's been sleeping in her crib. I know.
So here's the thing.
Was she colicky?
I think so. She would not stop crying, so maybe.
That's colicky, yes. Yeah, That's what that is.
She was exhausting. But no, she was good with mom. Like, give her the boob and she's fine with mom most of the time. Mm. You know?
But mom wasn't always around.
Yeah.
You know, Vinny, listen to this. You know how, like, putting your kid in the car seat and just driving around is, like, the answer? It's the thing that saves
one of
you
them.
As a human being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kaya will not fucking sleep in the car. Will not go to sleep. She will not stop crying. And the minute you put her into the car seat she's screaming louder. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're basically in a rolling insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture here.
Let me see if I can get it. Yes. This is Isla she's an infant at this point. I don't know the month. Oh, wait, I could figure it out. November. Oh, okay. She's a week old.
Okay.
In this picture. But this was like, it's not going to show.
Yeah, we're not
going
to see that. Put it up close. There it is. Squeezed face. Oh, that could be literally any baby on the planet. She does look like a total newborn. There. No teeth. The eyes are totally swollen and closed.
That screaming face was the face we saw on this child for a long time. Like it was, it's tough. That colicky thing, and you're just trying to, you figure, like anything, well, if they're crying, then something's wrong. So what can I do? I've changed her. I've fed her. I've tried to walk her. Like, it just, there's no.
What is it?
What can I do?
What do you need? I'll do it. Do you need me to cut off an arm? I'll do it.
I have my phone here for, here's a reference.
Yeah.
This is the whole drive, every single day for me.
It is so brutally difficult. I totally get what you're talking about.
I might not be having a kid, guys.
I know.
This is still going.
Oh, man, I'm just going to play that for my aura.
Yeah, it never stopped. Like, you know, here's the thing about babies. When you are a couple and you're talking about, well, maybe we'll have babies, then everywhere you go, you start to see babies. And the babies you see are smiling, and they're so cute. Mm-hmm. And the parents are, like, smiling. And the parents look rested, even. Like, it's almost like they're, you know, part of the plan.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change pop-pops too while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
To get you to have babies. Like, they're ads for themselves. What when you don't see the baby is at 3 a.m. when the parents are pulling their hair out and no one in the house is sleeping. Not even the dog can sleep through this thing. It's a nightmare. Never do it. Don't let anyone talk you into it.
The flip side, as Bryn just was trying to say, which is, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. I remember after we had Isla, and she was the baby in our family that was colicky, and we were suffering. Like, mom was suffering. Then, you know, when mom suffers, dad suffers. You know, everybody's bummed.
Yep.
And one of the sales girls had a kid around the same time, and she was like, I think we were in the break room. And she was like, oh, you know, hey, how's it going? Is it, you know, fun? And I was sort of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she goes, oh, my God, my baby is so great. She never cries. I had no idea how this would be so fun. And I just walked out on her. I just walked out. I didn't have a word to say to her. It was like, I didn't say I'm leaving or jokingly, you know, go, bitch. I was bummed. I was like, you're hurting me right now.
Yeah. Because I'm having a vastly different experience.
Yes, yeah. Vastly, exactly right.
You know, yep. My sister's daughter, her eldest daughter, is maybe a month younger than Sean. So, and both my kids were regular kids. Like, they had their, we called it the witching hour, you know, 4 p.m. They're just crying for no reason. And kids are just, they're all their own thing. So I wouldn't say they were particularly bad, but they definitely weren't particularly good. They're regular fucking babies. My sister has this daughter who is like, and she was like, oh, it's my parenting. It's my parenting. That's what she was. She's saying, right. Well, I really know a lot about children because I have an elementary education degree, you know. But she would fucking rub your nose in it and tell you, like, what you were doing wrong. Well, you know, at our house, here's what we do. Like, we went on a trip with them, and Sean was an infant, or, you know, not in it, like, kind of walking around because Emily could talk. And Emily goes, I'm tired. I need a nap. And they're like, okay, well, let's go. And she walks in, and I'm like, you know, daggers. I just want to kill her. And she's just, well, it's just, I'm such a good parent, you know. Mm, just, that's how it is.
Right.
So then her second kid comes along, and that fucking...
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Parent. Her fucking kid, John, destroyed her. Like,
good.
That kid, I know, that's what I said, Ben.
Good.
I'm like,
you know,
like,
what,
she
Tina?
Was full on the opposite.
I know you took a lot of crap from Sarah, and I'm almost always on your side where that's concerned. But in this case, sorry about it. Yeah, you were walking around bragging about your skills. I'm glad to hear that you got what you needed.
That second
humbling
one. That's right. There it is. There it is. Because she was always so high and mighty. Like, well, you know, little Miss Perfect over here. So
right. Sorry.
That's karma.
Called parenting. I guess maybe. And she would say things like, well, you gave him too much breast milk. Or you feed him too much. Or you you're this, you're that, you're the other thing. You're playing with them too much. You tickle them. You're too rough. You're this, you're that. Like, oh, my God.
Another thing that, so Kaya is more difficult than Cameron, but my mom and dad are also, like, you know, older.
Yeah.
And so it's, and they're
harder
actually,
for them.
It's great. No, it's great for them. Because my mom's a really good grandma. She's always taking that baby. But they're traveling a ton, which I'm very happy about. But their quarter cruise is like nonstop. Yeah.
Are they going because Kaya's a nightmare?
No.
Are you sure?
My mom loves her. What's crazy is they go gambling on these cruise ships, right? And they win. So they won, I don't know how many cruises, but they've got like, they've been on like 10 cruises.
They keep winning other cruises?
I don't know what's going on. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to Vegas and you stay at the casino and they'll
give
you a
free room.
Oh, yeah,
they start comping you, yeah.
Yeah, they start comping because they want you to come on more and gamble
more. Come on back. We want more of your money.
So they're always gone now. And Anita's parents are just not capable of, they didn't help with Cameron either.
Oh.
Because they're older.
Oh.
They're like 10 years older than my parents.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's
so it's just.
Well, it's a lot of work. Even my mom, who's a big help when she's around, I can see her when she's bending over to get the, you know what I mean? Like you go,
yeah.
Oh, that's not easy for her anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
Like she's like, you know how even us in our 40s and 50s, you bend over and you go, oh, oh.
Yeah.
And like she's in her 70s. She's feeling that way deeper than I am. So,
yeah, and I'm talking about carpal tunnel wrists, you know, while I'm 40.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I only found out about that from that chick from the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kaylee Cuoco.
Let's do this letter.
No, I want to hear the thing that Bryn said he was going to tell us. Like, what is the thing? What's the thing you need
the mental health day? I wanted a mental health day. Can I get a day off next
Monday
or what?
You just want a day off. Not because of mental health, but because...
You want me to tell you? I'll tell you. It's a little bit crunchy. It's one of those things that you don't want to talk about just because it is serious. And it has to do with my school, right? So this is one of those things that I knew I would encounter with the current, the way things are and the way I'm a master at my school and I have students and I want to make sure that I do everything properly, especially with children. So that's part of the reason why I want to put up cameras, right?
Cameras to make sure that everything
cameras to make sure if something goes wrong, you know, I don't touch the kids. Even when I stretch them, I say, hey, you have your splits there. Can I help you stretch a little bit? Is it okay if I push you right there? And then I'll push them. If they say yes. If they say no, I go, all right, try your hardest, and I move on. So I'm sparring yesterday.
Uh-oh.
With some kids. And I'm really good at sparring, light contact, control.
I've seen you spar. You sparred in my backyard with my kids.
I love it. I really enjoy it. And all the kids have fun with me. So there's this one girl, and she's 11. Right. And she is kind of like, I don't want to spar that guy.
Sorry.
I don't want to do that.
That's why we need cameras, Vin.
So I take her on. I'm like, you know, I'll just
wait,
spar
so
me
she
then.
Doesn't want to spar
she
with...
didn't want to spar this other third degree black belt guy because I guess he had hurt her in the past or whatever. For sparring.
So she specifically says, I'll spar with you, but I don't want to spar with this other
everything
person.
It went great. Like she was loving sparring with me because I'm fun and I let her get some points and I'll still jab her in the face sometimes softly and then everything goes well and the class was over. At the end, I do this thing where, you know, in sports, you kind of like shake hands and you pat the back.
Right. Like a good sportsmanship thing.
And I did that. I was like, good job. You know, we bow, shake hands, pat the back. But she jumps away and she goes, ew, you're sweaty. And I'm like, well, this is sportsmanship, you know. And she goes, well, I don't trust you. And I'm like, well, I'm your teacher. You're supposed to trust me. She goes, I don't have to. And I say, you're right. You don't have to.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.
Okay, so you're not trying to, you're not being confrontational, but
you know, no, yeah, exactly. All and right. That, in that moment, I had nothing to say because I felt like, oh shit, like this is in front of all the other kids too. And I know I did nothing wrong there.
Right.
But that's something that I was struggling with, you know?
Oh. Well, I can see where like that, something like that sort of undermines you as the right. master, but you also need to be really careful. And she's clearly gotten instruction from someone about what can be.
Yeah, but I'm saying
done without
like,
her permission or.
we had a great sparring, three great sparring matches, right? You know? And I'm like, try to pat your back. Sorry. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to do that. So I'm actually.
So now are you not going to pat anybody's back?
Well, that's exactly what I'm struggling with. I'm trying to navigate this because I don't want to cross any boundaries.
Right.
I'm not trying to take any risks. I'm trying to teach how to spar
right.
and how to train and how to make
a discipline.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm hearing everything you're saying and I feel uncomfortable for you mm-hmm. because I believe you had a genuine teacher student experience go south. Like mm-hmm. that shouldn't have, but it did. And it's a bummer. We're in that shakeout phase from the Me Too movement and a lot of things that were happening around that time. And I think there is some backlash even within my own head about how you're going to deal with a female coworker or how you're going to deal with it doesn't have to be hostile, but the reaction someone might give you like this girl makes it semi-insulting, right? Like,
yeah.
What are you even talking about, kid?
No.
Right?
We're all sweating.
Yeah.
I get your feeling there, and I think that, you know, maybe there's a generation of men that are going to be sort of part of this correction that's been ongoing for many years for women where a guy kisses Sarah goodbye and I'm looking at the guy like, I wonder if he's going to try and kiss me goodbye. I don't think he will. And he mm-hmm. didn't. And I'm
of
like,
not.
Yeah, I don't get why someone would feel like they could do that because she's a girl, but they wouldn't fucking come near me with their mouth. Because mm-hmm. I would smack it. So, like, that's one of those weird things. Like, we're in that shakeout phase where I think you just have to be not take it personal, get the cameras up,
right.
and find. And, like, honestly, high five may be as close as that as you get to that person uh-huh. or any other student
you know,
ever
you
again.
You may want to call it at bow.
I never even
just
thought.
A bow.
About that because I do that with the guys too, my teenage boys, you know. Yeah. It's a bow, you slap hands and I pat them on the back, and it's kind of like, you know, that half hug. It's not
yeah,
even a
yeah.
hug really,
absolutely,
you know. It's
maybe you need to keep it as formal as a bow. And I wonder too if you need to have this conversation with some of your other teachers, masters, advanced students.
Well, like, I always say don't touch your students, you know, that's a thing already. But okay. I guess it was kind of instinctual or habitual for me just to, you know,
I will
job,
say, like, that was a weird, you know, none of us love that reaction. And we know you. So I think we all have that, mm-hmm. you know, a feeling about it. But I will say, back to the Me Too thing, that's a girl who's had conversations about this. And I think that's fucking great.
Yeah.
I think it's mm-hmm. great that she's like, I'm not comfortable with that. Even though maybe she overreacted or whatever it is, I'm super glad to hear that an 11-year-old has the chutzpah to say to her master guy, mm-hmm. master, I'm also weirdly not into that, but that she's like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, I honestly think that this is the problem where, as we're involved in the changing tide, you know, yeah. a sea change, so to speak. I think that it's best to be just blank, unfortunately, because those experiences, coach, you know, student,
yes.
those things can be really bonding and important relationships. And this kind of gets in the middle of that because an 11-year-old can't gauge quite the same way a 20-year-old or a 40-year-old can what someone's motives or intentions might be.
Mm-hmm.
So she's being probably told, no man ever touches you. The end. And so that's how she's got to be able to deal with this. She can't sort of go, Bryn's cool, but Mr. Turner at school isn't.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, it's hard to know what someone's motives are. So I can see where she's coming from and is kind of a victim of a, not a victim, but a, it's a
product of,
it's a nuance, it's a nuanced reality that a child can't really pick up on. Right.
But I do think, though, you can still have a meaningful coach student relationship with no touching. Like, I really feel like if that's going to be the new reality, that's on you and leaders like you to make that viable. Like, I don't think you need to pat someone on the back to really make them feel like they impressed you.
No.
And you know what I mean?
It was just one
and
of those things that I was taken aback. Like, oh,
well,
natural.
Yeah.
It's natural, right? You do it with everyone, therefore it doesn't seem like anything.
Sure, I'm doing Taekwondo, right? But I've practiced jujitsu. You're rolling all over the ground with a male or a female. It has no, and I know Sarah always jokes about, oh, that's so sexy. Look at these two guys humping each other. But no, it has nothing to do with that.
Of course not.
Right? But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, in that situation, nobody has a problem with a pat on the back. And everybody hugs at the end. They do. MMA, you see them hug at the end. Sure. Two guys. You know, it's a respect thing. I mean,
it's a respect,
like, really...
and a sign of professionalism. Because in all honesty, fighting is one of those things that can leave you... leave your ego so broken that you could easily not be pro and never be friends again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I heal up from this, I'm killing that guy. Like, that can really... So I do think in that at that level, especially guy on guy or girl on girl, like, you do like to see... it makes me feel good having watched the fight, see them be pro at the end. Mm-hmm. I really feel like that's an important part of that
acknowledgement of the battle, that there, you know, there's a winner and a loser,
but
and
respect.
We're both good. Yes, we respect each other and we're both good sportsmen.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Friday, guys.
Happy motherfucking
fucking
Friday,
dragging
guys.
That out of me. God damn it.
Well, I'm glad we fixed you. That's great.
I actually think that's really interesting, Brandon. And
I do
quite
too.
Quite an unusual thing to have to deal with. Mm. I mean, we don't deal with that. And you have this whole other life that I find fascinating.
I think we do deal with it. And I've mentioned it before. Like, there have been women like Queen Annie or even Stacy, where here we are at work. We know each other. There's nothing inappropriate going on, but I wouldn't think to hug them because I don't want to cross any lines. And yet that is, they're hugging a room full of people and they come towards me. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Well,
and
if
you just
someone
find
comes
yourself
at you with
going,
a hug, you can say no.
Well, no,
I'm not comfortable hugging you.
No, exactly.
Now get out of here,
do the right
bitch.
Thing, and I'm not looking to, you know, I don't want to put my hand on anybody's ass. I'm just trying to get out of the building without being in trouble. God damn it. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
navigating today's world. What the fuck? It's so hard.
You just don't do anything ever. That's
right.
The way
well, I'll tell you what you do. You put cameras in.
Yeah, you put cameras in.
They're getting delivered today and installed tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, sounds like you're solving your own problems, Bren.
I appreciate your insights, though. You guys are...
He's such a good therapist.
You're smart people.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're such
a good
therapist. I can't believe you're such a good parent.
Did you get an email later from the daughter's mom or dad?
No.
How dare you be sweaty around my daughter?
No. I mean, if anything, I think she probably didn't think much of it. I think I definitely overthought it a bunch. I don't think the girl
I'm glad that you are a person who's cognizant enough to dwell on that later.
It hurt
me. I think that's really important.
It actually really hurt me because I was like,
I know.
Wow, like,
what did I do? Well, you self-examined. That's a huge part of mental health. You should self-examine.
Tough, man. Anyway. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Give me
Let's
those.
Let's go.
Vinny, we're waiting.
I'm just going to see if anything else comes out of his mouth.
Jesus.
All right, the end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.